Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to reach Patricia.
This is her daughter.
Hi, I'm sorry. This is Sheer from Family First. Is Kim?
Yes.
Hi, Kim. So, just want to continue the enrollment process. I was just looking over the case. And it looks like you guys refused the PCP form to come out, for them to come out and fill out the doctor's form.
No, I have the doctor's form filled out. We got it filled in. Yeah, I was trying to fax it to you guys today, but I keep getting a busy signal.
A busy signal. Okay. Let me see what I can tell you about that. Let me see what I can see with that about.
Okay. Yeah, I actually got it from her regular doctor because you guys set us up. Yeah, you guys set us up with the first physician, whatever it is. They called. They scheduled an appointment for yesterday at 3 o'clock. Somebody didn't call me until 3:45. And we were already at her doctor's appointment. I just figured that they forgot. And she tried to tell me that it was between 3 and 5, but the appointment was for 3 o'clock. It was
right.
And I had actually called and left two messages for them yesterday, and nobody has still called me back.
Wow.
Yeah, they're
you guys
not
took care of it, at least.
We have. Yeah, it's taken care of. I have the form filled out, so.
Okay. Let me just see here.
Yeah, and the fax number I have is 888-349-0264.
Do you have text message?
I do. You want me to text it?
I'm going to text you a number to send it out to, an email to send it out to, if that's okay.
Oh, perfect.
You have
to
convert it to PDF, though.
Okay. That's fine. I can scan it in.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you two emails. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send you two emails.
Okay.
Let me see here. Let me just see. And the number, I could text it at this number, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, I believe your county is Bucks County.
Yes,
so
that's correct.
You there. Okay. Sending you two emails now. Send it to both.
Okay.
And, I'll try and follow up with you on Tuesday to see if maybe they have a result for us. But the sooner you get this form in, the better. I would advise if you can upload it to the website. Do you have an account with the independent enrollment broker?
No, I don't think I do. I've received information to set something up.
Who told you to get a doctor's note, by the way?
It was when – I'm trying to think of what his name was. Hold on. I have I have papers everywhere. I have to – hold on 1 second. It was, his name was Dean Mosley.
Let me see. From where?
I don't have that written down.
Okay. So,
is it the website? Is that paieb.com?
Yeah, www.paieb.com, and you should be able to log in or make an account and try and upload the paperwork through there also. It's also very, very efficient. I always recommend it because they send it straight to the county within 24 hours.
Okay.
So I sent you the link to that as well.
Okay, perfect.
Let me just check one more thing before you go today. I want to just see the status of the case. And remember, you're talking to Family First Care, LLC. I just want to tell you, whenever you talk to anybody about these medical things, you probably know this already, but it doesn't hurt to reiterate, make sure you know where they're calling from. Because there are so many people who want to get you off your guard. And, you know, it's not even for our benefit, honestly. Like, we just
I'm
not
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
so
I
know
many,
exactly what you mean.
Okay.
Let me just see. And what was your first name?
My name is Shira.
Oh, right. Okay, I have you. Yes, I have you from Hire My Caregiver. Great. Yeah,
no, that's
the,
from Family First Care LLC.
What's that?
This I'm from Family, not Hire Your Caregiver. This is from Family First Care. You're speaking Family First.
Oh, right, right. Yes, yes.
Do you have her Medicaid ID by any chance? Make sure she's Medicaid.
Yes,
okay,
I do.
You have it.
Medicaid. Oh, I don't. Okay, so that's what I wanted to ask. I have not gotten any of that information yet.
Uh-huh.
Where should I be getting that from? That should be coming in the mail, or...
Were you told that she has Medicaid?
So when they came out and the one guy went over all of, like, the whole thing, he was there for, like, an hour and a half. We went through all of this stuff. It was going through, they said it goes through Medicaid. She had to pick one, which they picked Keystone.
Okay, good, good.
But then that was it. Nothing else.
What's her, does she have a middle name? I'm sorry.
But it's not on anything.
No, okay. First name is
mm-hmm.
Patricia Olivetti, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, and Olivetti's O-L-I-V-E-T-I?
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know, and he never said that we had to, like, apply ourselves. Like, I thought that was all done through him.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of is. It's a little confusing, but
okay.
Don't worry about it too much.
Okay.
I would like
I wasn't,
to know,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I guess I was under the assumption that we hadn't gotten the information because technically she wasn't, like, approved yet for anything.
Right.
But, yeah, everybody was, you know, not everybody, but, like, when the other guy had called to set up the telehealth appointment, like, he asked for the information, and that's why I had called and left a message asking, like, if she doesn't have the Medicaid information, like, who is paying, like, are we going to get billed for the telehealth? Like, that's what I wanted to find out, and like I said, I called twice and left a message, and nobody called me back from that extension. I don't know. I don't know what happened,
right.
But.
Right. Okay. Fine. Let's see. Now that you have your doctor's form, that's fine. Let's just leave that there.
Okay.
And
it's just the one side, right?
One second. The back.
I don't usually put it back.
I wouldn't know. Wait, Clyde, so if she is. Okay. Let me just see here. All right, make sure you send those in the email. Try and upload it on the website. Try and do it all,
okay.
You know?
Okay,
I'll be in touch with you on the 26th, though, to see we'll call into the broker together, hopefully, and we'll get a proper update on what's going on.
Okay.
And, I think we're heading in the right direction, okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
My pleasure. And don't hesitate to reach out. I just sent you some messages, so you can always text me at that number.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So have a great weekend. Stay warm.
Okay.
Be careful.
You too. All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.